You can handle the truth.
Back top of the second hour, we got to get back to that Sheldon Adelson clip. I want to play that because, you know, it's the same story. But first, I'm going to finish the Walden excerpt. Then we'll go to the phones. Then we'll play the Sheldon Adelson clip. Maybe one or two other things too. You know, here's another interesting thing. I don't know if I stuck this in. I don't think I stuck it in yesterday's archive. I will today. But the True Stream Media video published 2 days ago. The even older plan for a world government you've never heard of. And yeah, that's 12 minutes long. That's an interesting, you know. And so does it matter? You know, does it matter? I talked about this yesterday. I referred to yesterday to John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles back in 1818. It's been 200 years. So... are we, you know, does it matter? You know, it's interesting. We're just kind of asleep at the wheel in America, generally. Every once in a while, an Andrew Breitbart steps up and you know, that CPAC, that 2012 CPAC speech was something to behold. Not, I mean, he was talking about exposing Barack Obama, obviously, and Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn nonsense, the Weather Underground, and... you could tell, I mean, what Andrew Breitbart was saying was a new day is dawning. We are going to, you know, he was basically saying I've been a cartoonish figure. In my opinion, this is how I read it, I should say, I suppose. I've been a cartoonish figure for a number of years, kind of walking a tightrope, so to speak. You know, touching on some things because he knew. You know, he talked about some stuff in interviews, things that he had realized since college, for example. A guy with, you know, a part of the power elite, essentially, you know, a guy with the kind of power and influence to effect some kind of change, to influence people. And so he said, in my humble estimation, he was saying, you know, I've been a sort of cartoonish comic book character, but now we're getting serious. And as Kofor Black said, now the gloves come off. Who is Kofor Black? Anyway, and then, of course, you know, shortly after saying what he said, you know, we're going to publish Barack Obama from his college days. It's going to change everything. And, you know, not long after that, obviously, he was dead. And, you know, Lee Stranahan has broken some great stories, but in my humble opinion, one of the greatest disservices to the American public is Lee Stranahan saying that There's nothing to see here in Andrew Breitbart's death. Nah, nothing to see here. It was natural causes. Lee Stranahan might as well have said, I conducted the autopsy myself. As far as I'm concerned, the way that he has completely dismissed the bizarre nature of Andrew Breitbart's passing. Untimely. But I digress. So, anyway, do we have any constitution left in us, America? John Stadmiller believes we do. You know, the late Eustace Mullins said, we played that clip, the interview with Daryl Bradford Smith, and Eustace Mullins said the same thing. You know, I think the American people's DNA is intact in that interview. And I agree, but it's definitely dormant at this point. And if bad guys have their way, you know, a little tongue in cheek, they'll use CRISPR to eradicate it once and for all, if you know what I mean. Anyway, back to the excerpt quickly, finishing Thoreau's the excerpt from Walden. So he says, I want the flower and fruit of a man, that some fragrance be wafted over from him to me, and some ripeness flavor our intercourse. His goodness must not be a partial and transitory act, but a constant superfluity, which costs him nothing, and of which he is unconscious. Exactly. That, to me, I agree, is true philanthropy. The philanthropist too often surrounds, well, let me back up, actually. This is a charity that hides a multitude of sins. I agree. The philanthropist too often surrounds mankind with the remembrance of his own cast-off griefs as an atmosphere and calls it sympathy. Exactly. It's really awful. Like, as though, well, yeah, anyway. We should impart our courage and not our despair, our health and ease and not our dis-ease, and take care that this does not spread by contagion. From what southern plains comes up the voice of wailing? Under what latitudes reside the heathen to whom we would send light? Who is the intemperate and brutal man whom we would redeem? If anything ail a man so that he does not perform his functions, if he have a pain in his bowels even, for that is the seat of sympathy, he forthwith sets about reforming the world. Being a microcosm himself, he discovers, and it is a true discovery, and he is the man to make it, that the world has been eating green apples. To his eyes, in fact, the globe itself is a green apple, which there is danger awful to think of, that danger awful to think of, that the children of men will nibble before it is ripe. And straightaway his drastic philanthropy seeks out the Eskimo and Patagonian and embraces the populous Indian and Chinese villages, and thus by a few years of philanthropic activity, the powers in the meanwhile, using him for their own ends, no doubt, he cures himself of his dyspepsia, the globe acquires a faint blush on one or both of its cheeks, as if it were beginning to be ripe, and life loses its crudity and is once more sweet and wholesome to live. I never dreamed of any enormity greater than I have committed. I never knew and never shall know a worse man than myself. Imagine if the George Soroses of the world would read those words. But I digress. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, thanks for calling. Welcome.
That ad that plays, it has May 5th, please go to republicbroadcasting.org and you'll find it goes until tomorrow. So folks, yeah, have till tomorrow.
Good point. That's why it's still playing. And I always think of that too. Absolutely.
I briefly heard, what's his name, Sutter something, Field, maybe, was the owner of FrontSite on with John Moore during John Stadtmiller's time slot last night, and I believe he said something about that, to please speak about it live on air because of the date, change, and it ends tomorrow. So I want to make that point, but also,
thank you for that.
His real name is, oh, yeah, and what Davey in Arizona say, to go on to Steve Elkins, keep RBN alive, tell five. Well, Davey says, go tell 10 about RBN, wake up tomorrow and go and do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, seriously, it's a very sort of unrefined place, if you will. I can't speak for anybody else. I'm not groomed in any sort of Fabian socialist fashion or think tanky, you know, senior fellow fashion or anything like that. And so, you know, it's a sort of rough and rugged place, and it's interesting. You know, there's a lot of free thought going around that is interesting, sometimes controversial, but, you know, there's definitely not a continuity of groupthink and herdthink.
Neither should there be. I was catching a little grief earlier on a phone call because I was expected to do groupthink, and it's not happening.
Good.
As you probably noticed.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to say, too, about Soros, his real name is Schwartz. Soros, he got from his father doing that language thing, and he says that's how he got into this country. There's more to it than that. But Soros is a palindrome, same backwards and forwards. That's his lucky bubble we need to burst. And in chat rooms, I type it out, S-O-R-E, echo, 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 capital O, snakes on poles, otherwise known as dollar sign, Soros. Horrify, I would say. But anyway, this old geezer, he needs a break. You know, we need to take him out of power. It'd be good for him.
Yeah.
Remember his bubble thing in Congress, explaining bubbles? I just wanted to get up.
Yeah.
I no longer have TV. I can't take it.
I wish more of us didn't. I think good things would be happening. You know, if we actually had to think and we couldn't, it's like a drug, you know, it's like everything else that's been engineered in this junky society. The whole just kind of lack of thought, certainly critical thought, which is sort of redundant, but a lack of thought and just the constant falling forward or failing forward into the next thing and hearing the soundbite and, we got to go along with this. If we didn't have all of this media, and what is the medium and its message?
Not a happy meeting.
Then we would have to actually think for ourselves. You know, it's like cotton candy that's fed to people on a daily basis.
I loved cotton candy when I was a kid. When I was a child. Awful. Yeah. But you know, I'm just so blessed, double, triple, and quadruple, living out in nature like I do. And I saw one of the most beautiful things I was telling on this other phone call. I'll share it with you too. Two snakes came in under the fridge, and there's a story about snakes and the little cat that's in my avatar. And I was reading Be Wise as Serpents at the time, and it's one of the most beautiful things I ever saw. They were all intertwining with each other and looking in each other's eyes, and it was a dance, and it was just beautiful. I never saw anything like that. And I called the big 20-pound kitty in to have a look, and so then they decided they'd dance on out again, but... And they did, too. They didn't just, like, run like they're tired or afraid or whatever. They're still intertwining with each other all the way in and out. And it sounded so pretty. It, like from another lifetime, like how snakes sound in sand, you know, how they was, you know. It was such an interesting experience. I'll cherish that one. But what I wanted to say, too, about Gene Sharp, of course, he's long gone, and his 198 Ways was taken over long ago by Peter Ackerman, a very wealthy man, and he is the one that was, he and his group, I forget what the name is, but I can post it in your chat room. Oh, and by the way, we miss you in the chat room. If you have time to come in there and post your links, or, you know, I try to get them from you when you're playing them, but I don't always get the, you know, the whole information there.
Yeah.
We miss you in there.
Right on.
But anyway, this Peter Ackerman's group, you know, that they had planned that thing in Egypt. They went over there and, you know, and had, I don't know how many of the 198 ways, whichever ones were applicable. And
right.
Then, yeah, and then Xeroxed them off, you know, in Arabic, in the local language. I guess it's Arabic there. And then shut off the electricity, so you have no Twitter or no social media. So they have people running around in the dark doing these little escapades.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah. So, you know, anything can be used for a weapon or for a tool to make things better. The axe maker's gift, like Lark collected.
But, you know, speaking of Peter Ackerman and Egypt specifically, I remember in 2013 when we heard, I don't know if people remember, but, you know, the media, the mainstream press basically said, oh, my goodness, Egypt turned itself upside down in a day, essentially, in a tweet storm. And that's what we were led to believe.
Mm.
And it was textbook color revolution. Speaking of Peter Ackerman, Gene Sharp and company.
I would like to replace Maine with mud, because we are the media. We're the new media, or the media. So they are the mud stream. Everything is stuck in stinking mud. So you don't have to have the Talmud in front. People can't deal with that, but that's where it comes from. It's called Mudstream Media. First place I heard someone say that was one of Ron Paul's brothers. I was watching a live event when he was campaigning and sitting in the front row there with one of the other doctor brothers, right? And he called it Mudstream Media, and I thought, oh, that's just outrageous. Why doesn't everyone call it that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, and then Peter Ackerman's son, Elliot Ackerman, was in Fallujah and caused all kind of havoc there, and now he's with the Department of Defense. And together they had Americans Elect. Of course, it reads American Select, you know. Trying to get voting online. And I noticed in California by, I think it's 2021 or 2022, and they're starting it in different counties now, that you can only mail in your ballot. So, you know, they won't have any polls, apparently. So
right.
They're
and
moving to that.
The Stalinist concept, you know, it's not who votes that counts, but who counts that votes.
Yeah, exactly. And
so,
doesn't count at all anyway.
Yeah, backing up, right. Who was it? Oh, gosh. It was it was Xander Spooner, I think, who said, how did he put it? A man is not free because he can choose between masters every term of years or whatever. It was something like that. Anyway, before we get away from it, though.
Oh, yeah.
The organization I think you were thinking of, Peter Ackerman's, it's the Albert Einstein Institute, which again is one of those that's found every time something is happening, it's always there. And that's the organization that Ackerman co-founded allegedly in 1983. And I think these guys are, again,
well,
they're just basically front guys.
Sure.
They're like
the
Albert Hakims.
I'm sorry to interrupt. That's more the storefront. There's another name that is for his organization, but just barely funded that to keep Gene Sharp going, barely, there in a little New York City stormfront under Einstein Institute. But then there's another one. I'll look it up. I'll put it in your chat room. I don't see it right now. But that True Stream Media sounds good, too. They're always good. Did you ever watch the Intention one, the rice experiment? Be sure and watch that.
I've probably seen most of them. They, you know, everything they do is good stuff.
I think that was like the middle of January. They did that one, but they homeschool, and they did this with their son. They did the three jars of rice, and they ignored one, and they thought bad thoughts at one, and they loved the other one. And after months, you can see the difference. Amazing.
That's it's interesting. It might be a little too esoteric and existentialist for me, but maybe not.
God blesses us with these powers. We're led to believe we don't have any power, but he gives them to us to use for him.
Yeah, well, I respect that. Personally, I would say it borders on what I call voodoo theology, but that's just my own personal, you know, it's, you know, I'm not an authority on
it's
things like that. So
it's just part of life. That's how it is in this dimension.
Yep, we're headed into a break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother.
A lot of ground that we covered there. You know, speaking of Soros and who he really is, you know, you got to include the London School of Economics connection, which is an interesting connection for a guy of his background. Again, the Zec archetype is, to me, the most informative, I guess, sort of mental concept, if you will. And, you know, things like double eagle, his hedge fund, you know, renamed to Quantum Fund, and quantum is a word that is being used a lot these days. But, you know, the guy groomed in the London, the Fabian Socialist, you know, the Cecil Rhodes London School of Economics, who is deemed the man who, known as the man who broke the Bank of England, not really, you know, and leads the world to believe, based on Karl Popper's reflexive theory, that, you know, the joke is it's Karl Popper, gives him a clear picture on asset bubbles. So Karl Popper helps him pop the asset bubbles. It's all just wordplay. Anyway, you know, behind it all, nefarious forces. Because this guy, again, the Zek, he's a survivalist. He'll do anything necessary to survive. He'll compromise himself and anyone or anything else in order to survive. He's proven it. And he has no qualms about it. The Steve Croft interview proves that. So haggling over specious terms, is he really a Nazi sympathizer? Who cares? He's the Zek. He's proven it over and over again. He's the bag man for the CIA, essentially, the Albert Hakim of his day, if you will. So that's, I think, important history. Hopefully that makes sense. Anyway, there's obviously a lot more, you know, just in all of that. And, you know, coming back again to how, I mean, as I mentioned the other day, as long as the CIA exists, there will never be peace in the world. And it uses front people like George Soros. And people will say, how can you say that? Well, that's why I call him the Albert Hakim of his day. Because if you understand Albert Hakim's role as the bag man, you know, a sort of front guy, literally setting up front companies for the CIA to run drugs for guns, then you understand how that archetype is used. And every iteration cycle of this evil, you know, creating front organizations to maintain degrees of separation and therefore plausible deniability, they get better at it. More sophisticated networks, more, you know, layers of separation, more plausible deniability, more intrigue and deception. It's really awful and disgusting. And then at the same time, you have the sort of out in the open aspect of things like InQtel, IQT.org, the CIA's fascist front company for technological venture capital investment. The rudder of technological innovation, I would say. And you pull up their website today and it has a an image of basically San Francisco. Strategic investor, technology accelerator, trusted partner, the CIA. So, you know, because it was started by the CIA and now it serves the broader intelligence community, it says. And, you know, it's interesting. There is a very almost direct crossover between InQtel and Facebook. So that's a fun little trip down history lane for anyone who's interested. But I won't do that right now. I do want to come back to some of these clips here in a second. Do we still have Murr on the line? No? Okay. Well, we'll play the Sheldon Adelson clip when we come back. Again, same thing, you know, it's the power and influence, and as Paul put it in 1 Timothy 6, the love of money. The love of money. Ayn Rand got it wrong because I believe it was fed to her wrong. You know, it's not money that's the root of all evil. Bad guys want you to think that. Meanwhile, for them, they know the reality that the love of money is the root of all evil, as Paul put it. We'll be right back. You are tuned in to the
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. Bottom of the hour, this second hour, bottom of the second hour, this Friday, June 1st, 2018. You know, do we have any constitution left in America? Cheeky. Now the Incutel website has the little link at the top, submit a business plan. This should be an outrage to every American. It is to me. It's just unbelievable, you know. So we will have no scientific, no technological advancement without it being run by evil. That's an interesting discussion, actually, a longer discussion that goes back at least to the, you know, what's it called? Lucius Trust that used to be the Lucifer Trust, and Alice Bailey's book, most notably, The Externalization of the Hierarchy. And so, you know, you obviously bump into the CERNs and the Richard Dawkins, the Tim Berners-Lee, and folks like that pretty quickly. And, you know, avowed Satanists who are always at the center of technological development. And, you know, the CIA importing Nazi scientists, the occult, the deepest, most occult aspect of Nazi so-called science, and, you know, trying to pick up where they left off. Guys like Wernher von Braun and Jack Parsons, obviously, and JPL. Anyway. That's all interesting as well. But, you know, if that's the kind of technological advancement we get, maybe we're better off without technology, if you know what I mean. Everywhere we look, it's – I mean, there are headlines. I want to go back to the phones, but just briefly, there were – I mentioned one of the headlines yesterday. I think I included some of them in yesterday's, a couple of them from Google. The Engadget stories. They both of them were ironic. So the two stories that I included in yesterday's archive, Google Assistant fired a gun. We need to talk. That was the Engadget story. I mentioned that one. And then I mentioned the other one. Google says its military AI work will be guided by ethical principles. And if you think about it for a second, those two stories going out simultaneously is a profound irony, provocative irony. So anyway, I'll just leave that at that, and we'll go back to the phones and grab Jenna in Washington. Jenna, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
The thought of on my mind, I have a couple of links that kind of tie in. I like to think of as above, so below, and seeing what's out there to understand what's going on underneath.
And in a bad guy sort of way, you mean?
Well, internal, external relations, however great or small, kind of contribute to understanding what's going on.
Well, as above, so below is an esoteric bad guy concept. Is that kind of how you mean it?
Well, no, like the soil and the sky, like a physical. What's going on up there? How does it affect down below? And how does that affect our internally and in our health? And how do the governing policies of protection respond, like inside, outside, that way? Does that make sense? Well, I'll bring in some other links. I'm in a gardening club, and a conversation about calcium-phosphorus polarity balancing the soil creates a voltage. And my mind jumps to listening to Dr. Martin Paul talking about the voltage-gated calcium channels affected by EMFs. And Dr. Dietrich Klinghart in Seattle talks about how the chemtrails and the EMFs are affecting Alzheimer's increase, autism, those types of things. And then I jump to Jim Lee, his May 29th, he brings in how jet fuel and a NATO report lists all of the ingredients in the jet fuel and the increases of calcium that are dropped from the sky that, you know, goes unnoticed because it's not reported. NATO doesn't bring this information to the general public of what's in the jet fuel that's polluting our planet and how many planes out there. So all of these things are important to me, and they may be relative to people out there. So that's why I felt inclined to call.
Okay. Right on.
And it's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks, Jenna.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. A quick word. You know that commercial that you hear in the break, Al Whitney in Defense of Humanity, that's a great commercial. That was kind of what I was getting at. You know, do we have any constitution left? Can we say no to these things, to as many of these things as possible? Is it really just as easy as, you know, employing the Milgram experiment and basically depicting a paid actor? You know, I mean, you think about the pharmaceutical commercials. I mentioned this before. It plays on the subconscious in ways that I don't think people realize. But to have two paid actors, one depicted as, you know, the expert in the white coat, the other depicted as someone who, you know, is suffering in life. If you're depressed, first of all, you have mechanisms in your mind, in your body, that are trying to tell you something. We have mechanisms that are built in to try to help us avoid danger, essentially. There are healthy warning mechanisms. So to suppress or otherwise alter or abolish those is unhealthy. Unwise. And for pharmaceutical companies to depict a paid actor in a white coat as someone somewhat of an expert who knows what's best for you, that's what is implied, and the other paid actor depicted as someone who is struggling with depression. And then to, in Milgram experiment fashion, imply that what is harmful for you is actually good because the white coat says so, is just, I mean, it's astonishing. Is that really all it takes anymore? Anyway, so Al Whitney's commercial, very good. And again, thank you, Murr, for mentioning the Front Sight Firearms Training Lifetime Membership Special Offer. And you can still find that on the front page of RBN, that link there, just below the top. So it ends tonight at midnight, I'm reminded. And check it out. Take advantage of it. You know, the once-in-a-lifetime training membership bonus with Front Sight Firearms for a one-time donation to RBN of $500. And you receive a lifetime membership that's worth $25,000. That's a good deal, you know. Anyway, worth mentioning. Back to the phones we go. Pat in Texas. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Pat.
I'm not too much of a philosopher today, but since it got kind of, I don't want to do this, I'm tired of that, I don't want to do that, I'm tired of that, I'm going to follow my train of thought, okay?
All right.
And I may have aught with these, sir. Because on Memorial Day in particular this year, I was really, really, really somber. And I didn't go to any of the things. My husband went to several of them. We had people preaching at them. We had the paper making fun that all these flags were on graves in a cartoon and no one was showing up, which wasn't true for real. But I think we do not appreciate the freedom that we do have. I really don't think we do. And my husband used to have on his TV show, he had a cable access, he had a little sign, and it said, if you could read the sign, thank a teacher. If you could read this in English, thank a soldier. And that's a lot of truth in that, because I really don't want to be speaking German. I don't like it. And I do believe Hitler did intend to take over everything he could, as many as others have, that, you know, people thought of him as the Antichrist, right? And they're still out there. And unfortunately, it's a whole bunch of them at one time right now wanting America. The Muslims want America. Louis Farrakhan would love to have it. The Mexicans think that we took it from them, and La Raza would like to take all back Southern. But then, you know, how you know they'd stop. And I could go on and on, right?
Well, yeah, but there's more to all of those stories, yeah.
They have freedom to express themselves. And then you have God. He would like the country, but we more or less thrown him out. And, you know, he's the only one you can't mention in school, or Jesus. So what we have is we're looking for new gods. Who could help me? Trump, who can help me? Obama? Nobody but God can help you.
And, that is, I would say, a true statement, yep.
And whom the Lord loves, he chastises, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
And I think he loves us very much, and I'm looking forward to nobody helping us but God. I would like to say Trump has, according to all the prophets that appear, I believe they're real prophets, and they say things like, if Sundar Salveris. He predicted Houston two years before it happened, the flood. When they predict things, and they got it in the video, okay, you know. And we're all in trouble if we don't get right before God. And he is saying that if Trump does not finish his first term, he's going to hold all the Christians responsible. And he says if he does finish it, then he will give us at least four more years of grace. So there's some heavy duty prophecies out there right now, and they're not on the side of America, and a lot of them are not on the side of Israel. Israel, one that I respect, is telling people to get out of Israel right now. Run, get out. So I think we're all, the world is headed for hard times. And you can say, well, it's because of Soros or whatever. Well, he's the man collecting the money on our sin, okay? And then God is the one who's going to do what he's going to do. And if they don't have a fear of God, then they need to read the Bible, because he was going to destroy the world, a whole nation of Israel, because of what they did to him. And Moses intervened, and he said, stand aside, Moses. I'm going to make a new, well, the whole world, wasn't it? The middle block here. I'm going to make a new nation of you, kill all these people. And so God is still God. He never changes. And if you don't believe that, if you think he's just some fairy tale in the sky, you're in trouble. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Especially if you think you're a Christian. See, I've noticed that whenever there's a big shooting somewhere, it's okay to pray, but blood has to be on the ground. Why does blood have to be on the ground to pray? Couldn't we pray like we did every day in school? Do you think God's going to forget all those little kids saying the Lord's Prayer every day, whether they meant it or not? No, he's not going to ignore all that, you know? So I don't know. You're the philosopher. Maybe you should tell me, am I wrong in my thinking that train up a child the way it should go, when he's old, he won't depart? his last breath, maybe there might be a God. Help me if you are. Take me with whatever. And so there's where our problem is. I mean, I know
the painful irony of the fact that men do not cry out until they're in trouble. It's actually if it's by his providence, so to speak, that all things exist, then why not cry out in advance of trouble, right?
Yes, why not acknowledge people, whether you and God, whether or not you mean it. I mean, you should try to mean it, but at least you don't hate him. And when you criticize everybody, then suddenly they learn to hate that. You know, like y'all talk about polypharma people watching the TV all day long. That's one reason I don't have TV. Mm-hmm. They think that they're knowledgeable about knowing about all those things. How are they ever going to listen to Dr. Jennifer Daniels or somebody in naturopathic medicine when they've been trained on polypharma?
Yeah, absolutely, and believe that it's a good thing. Absolutely, good point. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate?
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday. It's Friday, and it's June 1st. Holy cow. We're headed into summer. You know, my thoughts on what your sort of rhetorical question, Pat, I think it is just that simple. Train a child up in the way he should go, and when he's older, he will not depart from it. That's what we're supposed to do, the molding of the clay, as it were, and not letting the bad guy mantra shape the clay. That is something I think that we will have to give account for, quite frankly, in our greed. Because, you know, as Murren, Wisconsin mentioned, speaking of TrueStream Media, Aaron and Melissa Dykes, you know, the homeschooling, it's difficult. The way that this society has been engineered, it has been engineered to keep us on the hamster wheel, incredibly busy, with no time to think. And how did Jefferson put it? No means to call the mismanagers to account. It's been engineered that way. And so that is no small point. And we need to get back to that. A simpler, more humble life in the interest of all things good. Just because whatever glitters is, you know, everything that glitters isn't gold. But there's another aspect to that conflict, you know, all of these controversies and conflicts that arise, I think, or that are contrived and fomented, I would say. And Renee in North Carolina mentioned yesterday Jay Gould's quote, "I can hire one half of the working class to kill the other half." And that, I think, is an operative concept here, because everyone plays their part. Again, I included a link to John Spivak's article series back in 1935 in yesterday's archives, his article series titled Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy, and him talking about how different groups were used to play people off against one another. And that concept has been scientifically refined to military precision in the think tanks these days. And that gets back to sort of the conversation that Murr and I were having about, you know, all of these guys, the Gene Sharps, the Peter Ackermans, the, you know, Albert Einstein Institute, that is always there at the scene, but always wants to deny its presence and involvement and so on and so on in these revolutionary events. So I think we have to step back and say that anytime someone says Jew or Muslim or whatever, I think back to, Pike's letter to Mazzini in 1871, and how this chaos in the world was planned and is continually fomented. So hopefully that sort of addresses it. And we not be led, as John Adams put it, either driven nor led to irretrievable destruction, as he put it in his 1765 dissertation on the canon and feudal law. Anyway, that'll do it for today, and it's Friday, so I hope you have a great weekend, folks. Thanks for your calls. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic.